Hello, my audio boo friends. It's February 20th today, February 20th, 2013. A very special day. It is my daughter Michaela's birthday today. In fact, at about this time, it's about 9:30, almost, well, it's 20 minutes to 10 o'clock. I would have been driving, 10 years ago, I would have been driving my wife to the hospital from this very house. We left, I think it was earlier than that. I want to say about maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. That's still a bit foggy as to exactly what time we left. But, we took her little black Echo and got her to the hospital. That was relatively painless, that part of it. And then we went into the room, and my darling Michaela popped out at around 8:02 or so. I think I remember looking up at the clock, and it was a little bit after 8 o'clock in the evening. So it wasn't too bad, that's the day and the exact hour that my entire life changed, as it does when children are born. So today being February 20th, it's also February 20, and today's topic is tea making. And since I'm mostly a coffee drinker, and I do make the occasional tea, usually at night, but I'm a very boring tea maker. I make tea with a tea bag in a mug or a cup. Okay, I can't get more boring than that. I don't steep it very long because I don't like strong tea. And that's it. And I usually, it's just regular orange pekoe most of the time. However, having said that, what I'm hoping to do in the next, I'm hoping in the spring. Don't ask me why. This came to my mind just before when I got up off the couch. I am home today. My arm is extremely sore. There is a venerable snowstorm outside. We're not getting a lot of snow, but it's blowing around, and I have no idea how I'm going to shovel my driveway or my walkway. I only have one good arm. I guess I can just kind of push the snow aside. I'm going to have to go in tomorrow to work. I'm going to try to work today from home, but I needed some files, and I don't know if there are any people at the office to be able to send me files, because it seems that the people at the office are all sick. So it's a real mess today. However, yes, so getting back to tea and tea making, there's a company called David's Tea here in North America. And they have all sorts of different teas. In fact, my wife got a few for Christmas from one of the members of the family. And they have some extraordinary teas, a little bit on the expensive side, but they also have some really neat brewing mugs and cups and paraphernalia. So it's really more about almost like a ritual, right? The famous tea-making ritual, the Japanese tea ceremony, right? Not that I want to recreate that at all, but I'd like to experiment with different teas and see what it's all about. And I don't know why, I'm just... somehow it seems to tie in with springtime, and maybe taking a chair and sitting outside with a little table and a book and reading and sipping a nice cup of tea while the birds are singing around me. That's the vision I got this earlier today when I started thinking about this. If I look outside today, apparently winter's not over. Not by a long shot. Yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone who is waiting with bated breath for the arrival of his Vespa. He bought a Vespa scooter, an S50 Sport. And he can't wait to take possession of it. But, I mean, you look outside today and it's just depressing. So, So that's it for the topic of tea making, but I just wanted to quickly bring you up to speed on something that happened last night. I just have to tell you this. I dropped off my daughter at Girl Guides, and afterwards I decided to go to a local Toyota dealership just to see what they had in their used inventory. In fact, I was looking for a Yaris. I've seen a couple of them at that particular dealership on the internet, and I wanted to go check them out, kick a tire or two. And when I got there, there was a blue one, and this electric blue that I love on the Yarises. And the car was a 2009, and it was selling for $7,995. I'm looking at it, I'm going, automatic transmission, which is what I was looking for. Nice. So I go in, and I went in actually to warm up a little bit because it was rather blustery yesterday. And also I wanted to see if they had any other cars in the showroom. They have a very small showroom. They might be able to fit two cars in there. And they didn't have any cars, but there was, of course, a couple of salesmen, and one of them, really nice fellow, David, he sat me down, and he said, well, you know, what are you looking for? And I said, well, I kind of saw the blue one, and now I have to admit, I had a really quick glance at it. I was just looking at the price sheet in the window, and not much else, you know, and he says, oh, that one, yeah, well, we recently had a price drop on that one. I said, wait a minute, it's at $7,995. Where can the price be? Well, it's now at $6,995. It's a 2009 automatic transmission. It's got 50,000 kilometers. He says the car is like brand new. He says it still smells like brand new, and the engine is super clean. I said, okay, but what's wrong with it? He says, well, it's been sitting on the lot for a long time. It's not moving. I said, well, why not? He says, because it's got no automatic door locks, no automatic, no electric windows, no air conditioning, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, you know, with all said and done, I mean, I was literally, you know, your friend Stefano here was literally on the verge of just plunking down the deposit. I mean, that's how enticing this car was. But it's a two-door. I didn't realize that. And, you know, he was showing me a spec sheet on it, and then I saw it's three doors, right, with obviously two doors in the hatchback. And I went, oh. You know, I just can't see myself getting a two-door. Yes, Michaela can, you know, jump like a little monkey into the back seat. That's not a problem. But, you know, if we have somebody else in the car, then my wife has to crawl into the back seat. It's just not ideal. And it broke my heart, but I had to send them an email this morning and say, I'm sorry, David, that's just, two-door is just not going to do, unfortunately. But at least he knows, and he knows what I'm looking for in my price range. And I told him I will not budge on my price range. I can't go any higher. And we'll see what he can find me. There are many out there, so it's just a question of my getting my finances in order and being able to buy a younger car. I mean, it's not going to be a new car, and really I don't really want to buy a new car because when you factor in things like the insurance goes much higher on a new car than you have the dealer prep here in North America. I don't know about Europe and how the dealerships work in Europe, but here when you buy a car, there's anywhere between $1,000 to $1,500 of additional fees on the car, including prep and transportation, and which I find kind of strange. I mean, you're obviously going to bring the car from wherever it was made to the dealership to sell it. Why does the buyer have to pay for that? You know, that should be sort of volumed and taken into account and not passed on necessarily, or put it into the price of the car. It's almost like an insult. You know, you're selling this car for, I don't know, $14,000. Oh yeah, but then we have to add $1,500 prep and then another, you know, gajillion dollars in taxes, and so the car is not really $14,000, is it? Anyhow, it's always rubbed me the wrong way when car manufacturers post these ridiculously low prices, and then by the time you factor everything in, the car ends up costing almost twice as much. Anyhow, but I just wanted to share that story because I had found a cute little jewel of a car, but unfortunately, not quite convenient. Yes, I know I was looking at the IQ, and it is a two-door. I realize that fully. But, you know, now that I'm looking at a different class car, and they come in four doors, I'm going to get a four-door. All right, thanks for listening.